USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer confidence is rising for the second straight month thanks to falling gas prices and a strong jobs market. The board's Lynn Franco calling it a mixed bag, with purchasing intentions for cars and big ticket items up, while fewer Americans are now looking to buy homes.
Your safety is more important than anything. And I know our hearts are with everyone who will feel the effects of this storm, and we'll be with you every step of the way. We're not going away.
President Biden's comments as 2.5 million Floridians are under evacuation orders as Hurricane Ian keeps churning toward the Sunshine State. Ian is expected to pick up steam later on Tuesday and become a Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of at least 130 miles an hour. For now, landfall is expected late Wednesday afternoon between Tampa and Fort Myers. The administrator of the EPA is pledging to work with Jackson, Mississippi to reach sustainable long-term solutions to its decades-old water infrastructure problems. Michael Reagan making that promise during a visit to the city on Monday. Reagan's visit also came on the same day the Department of Justice's Environmental Enforcement Division announced it was prepared to file a lawsuit against the city. Two of the nation's biggest airlines are in court today. American Airlines and JetBlue will meet the Justice Department in Boston to look at a deal the two airlines have in the Northeast. The DOJ says it's essentially a merger, but the airlines say working together helps in the battle against larger carriers. Ford is making another major investment in its Louisville operations. The automaker is investing $700 million in upgrading the Kentucky truck plant and creating 500 full-time jobs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF.
For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
Drug cartels are replacing brand name medications with fentanyl. That's according to the nation's attorney general.
Across the country, a nearly invisible poison, fentanyl, is devastating families and communities. Yet many young people who take fentanyl don't even know that they're taking it.
Merrick Garland saying cartels are making the deadly drug into rainbow-colored pills designed to look like candy or prescription medication. NASA, in partnership with Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Laboratory, successfully crashed a spacecraft into an asteroid to veer it off course. It was a test to see if spacecrafts could knock asteroids off course if they become a threat to Earth. In a panel hosted by NASA, TV DART Draco instrument scientist Carolyn Ernest says their job isn't quite done.
There's a lot of work that the proximity working group will be doing over the next few days. We will be finding the exact impact site to really understand, you know, what kind of crater did we make. And, of course, the ground-based observers are busy as we speak, you know, looking at the data and taking it over the course of the next days and weeks to find out what we really did.
Meta says it has disrupted influence operations from China and Russia on Facebook and Instagram. The Chinese account was aimed at spreading misinformation about November's midterm elections in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.